Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The U.S. has failed to pass AI regulation. New York City is stepping up. The U.S. Congress won't pass federal AI regulation anytime soon. NYC is forging ahead with an AI action plan and a proposal for a new Office of Algorithmic Data Integrity. By Kari Johnson. As the U.S. federal government struggles to meaningfully regulate AI or even function, New York City is stepping into the governance gap. The city introduced an AI action plan this week that Mayor Eric Adams calls a first of its kind in the nation. A set of roughly 40 policy initiatives is designed to protect residents against harm like bias or discrimination from AI. It includes development of standards for AI purchased by city agencies and new mechanisms to gauge the risk of AI used by city departments. New York's AI regulation could soon expand still further. City Council member Jennifer Gutierrez, chair of the body's technology committee, today introduced legislation that would create an Office of Algorithmic Data Integrity to oversee AI in New York. If established, the office would provide a place for citizens to take complaints about automated decision-making systems used by public agencies, functioning like an ombudsman for algorithms in the five boroughs. It would also assess AI systems before deployment by the city for bias and discrimination. Several U.S. senators have suggested creating a new federal agency to regulate AI earlier this year, but Gutierrez says she's learned that there's no point in waiting for action in Washington, D.C. We have a unique responsibility because a lot of innovation lives here, she says. It's really important for us to take the lead. Gutierrez supports a testing requirement for algorithms used by city government because AI is beginning to be widely used, she says. City departments are interested in using AI software for administrative tasks, like to assess the risk a child will be a victim of abuse or student learning rates. She is also wary of Mayor Eric Adams' fondness for technology like robotic dogs and AI for making robocalls in languages he doesn't speak. New York City has a reputation as a testing ground for surveillance technology, from a recent rise in drone use to questionable use of face recognition in housing and stadiums and by police. New York was ahead of the federal government on AI regulation even before this week. A city task force was formed in 2018 to assess its use of the technology. A law that requires hiring algorithms used by businesses to be checked for bias went into effect earlier this year, but some protections have been dialed back. In January 2022, Adams canceled an executive order signed by his predecessor, Bill de Blasio, that created an algorithms management and policy officer to work with city agencies on deploying AI in an equitable way. A report issued by the officer in 2020 said that city agencies used 16 kinds of algorithms that had a potentially substantial impact on people's rights but did not survey every AI model used by the New York City Police Department. Gutierrez says she still doesn't have a comprehensive understanding of algorithms used by city agencies. An audit released in February by the New York State Comptroller found that the city has an ad hoc and incomplete approach to AI governance. It warned this means the city can't ensure that the city's use of AI is transparent, accurate, and unbiased and avoids disparate impacts. Julia Stojanovic, an AI researcher and director at the Center for Responsible AI at New York University, helped compile that report, and she says she supports the legislation proposed by Gutierrez, as long as the resulting agency works as an independent external body. That will be determined if the bill garners sponsors on the city council and advances towards approval. Stojanovic is less complimentary about the city's choice to release an AI action plan this week on the same day that the city expanded a chatbot called My City that is designed to answer questions for small businesses about things like permits and licenses they need. She finds it problematic that the project escaped being subjected to the provisions in an AI action plan like seeking public input. Mayor's office spokesperson Jonah Allen says the chatbot was released at the same time to act as a pressure test for the evaluation process laid out in the plan, which will address existing and future uses of AI. New York may have been early to regulate AI, but it has not been consistent, Stojanovic says, especially considering that we were the first ones to start. It really pains me to see that we're not very far along 5 or 6 years after we started, and no articulation of AI governance principles within the city government, she says. In the few places where U.S. states, cities, and officials have moved to regulate AI, the idea of requiring systems to be assessed to evaluate potential harm before deployment has become a common approach. It features in an executive order signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom last month and a voluntary agreement President Biden struck with major AI companies in July. A common point of disagreement is whether such assessments can be carried out internally or by an independent third party. The White House is expected to release an executive order that deals with regulating AI in the coming weeks, sources familiar with the matter told Wired. As the House has continued to struggle to elect a new speaker this week, Congress appears unlikely to debate or pass AI legislation anytime soon. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.